At the time, I accompanied him in some of his trips in the Philippines, like in Bacolod, you know, we were on ship because Bobby likes to travel by sea, you know. So I accompanied him there, and sometimes I learned a lot from Bobby about music. I didn't know he's so good with music, you know. Lyrics, he could decipher lyrics.
You had that song, I played you yesterday, Higher and Higher, Jackie Wilson?
Higher and Higher, that's a very good song. Hello,
I've been listed before. So
Motown music.
No, that's not Motown. I don't think he ever became Motown. Maybe he did, but he didn't start as Motown. So it's a little different sound, Jackie Wilson.
Bobby, higher and what you said?
I think somebody should write a song called Lower and Lower about the Jews.
Way lower and lower.
Well, no bottom to their behavior. They're, you know, it's just.
But well, anyway,
Hitler said in Mein Kampf about the Jews. He said their behavior was so appalling. I'll think of it later,
thank
you for quoting it.
Anyway,
he says about the Jews, their utterly low-down behavior is so appalling. Can I turn a phrase? This is just describing the Jews. Their utterly low-down behavior was so appalling.
Yeah, Bobby, anyway, it's even more appalling today, I hope, wherever you are. Anyway, to finish now the question you asked me, so 76, we met again, and then a long time we did not meet, only I think after that 86 or 87, so it's a long time we did not have communication or we have not met. Then, after that we met a few times, and then of course, the 1992 World Chess Championship that was held in Yugoslavia,
yeah.
He got me to assist him, or, you know, like his official second in 92. So that's when we became very much closer.
What exactly does a second do, Eugene?
Assist your player, or assist him in many ways. Like if you can help in his game preparation, or if you can help him, or just accompany him, just talk.
You know, about the other opponents.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So, sometimes there's a lot of obligations for a second. That's why sometimes I needed an assistant. That's why I asked him to, if I can bring Eric Gloria, our national master, to assist me also.
Eugene was a great second there in Yugoslavia. If it wasn't for Eugene, there's a very good chance. I mean, he's unlikely, I wouldn't have won that match.
Oh, that's a
question. Bobby, we have a question here.
Because my second would probably have been...
If you made get the second, we'll...
It's fine. And you also give me bad advice, and who knows what else.
Okay, we have a question here, Bobby. How does Bobby make a living? Source of income?
Virtually no income at all now, because they've robbed my 60 memorable games. I don't get any more royalties for any edition of it, even the genuine editions. I don't get any money for this illegal CD-ROM Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. And since I've been going on the air attacking Learning International for coming out with this illegal CD-ROM Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess, they stopped paying me my royalties for the book Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess too. So I don't get any royalties for them that much. They're making millions every year from that. That's in paperback. You can see that everywhere, all over the world. Every year they just churn out, I think, hundreds of thousands of copies of that, maybe more. I don't get any money, of course, for searching for Bobby Fischer. We're researching for Bobby Fischer. It's a video now and every DVD. I don't get any money for anything. The only money I have, you know, I have my prize money from Yugoslavia in 1992, and of course I'm earning interest, you know, on that. So I'm living off of that. That's it. I have no income coming in at all. Nothing.
Well, Bobby, how about from the my 60 memorable games?
I get nothing. I haven't got a check for that for, I would say, at least 5 years or so.
But you're not getting anything there. And also, I think we discussed already that they even changed your my 60 memorables.
Outright pirated edition. They wrote me a letter, as asking or telling me they're going to come out with this book. My lawyers wrote back telling this is illegal. They just went ahead and did it.
Yeah, and there are so many changes they made in the grammar, in the analysis, even in the analysis. Like, for example, here, I think you wanted to mention this, you know, the changes are sometimes very little, but...
Mean
also, but quite mean, you know. Like, for example, in the real Simon & Schuster, the original, which Bobby wrote, Game 58, Fisher Geller, you know, just little changes, huh? This is, you have already, Bobby, no?
Yeah.
So it says there, Bobby wrote 20 move, pawn to queen, rook 3, question mark. And then he wrote some moves, knight, queen, 7, rook takes 9, pawn takes rook, etc. Up to number 25, queen, queen, 4, check, and mates. Bobby wrote, and mates, okay? Now, you know what they did with the change match board? They wrote, they changed it to algebraic notation. So it's 20a3, question mark, and then like d2, rook takes d2, c takes d2, etc., no? And then queen d4 check.
It's a B, this is no B in the match for the Forge book. This is page 248 of the Forge Master's book.
Yeah, the analysis B, right?
Forge, pirated, and counterfeit. That's for the edition of my 60 memorable games, allegedly by Bobby Fischer.
And then they wrote there, and white delivers mate. Okay, it's okay, no?
Harmless.
Harmless.
Yeah.
But anyway, first of all, in the number 22 move, your pawn bishop 3, you put the two exclamation marks, right?
Yes, right.
Page number 22, but they put only one exclamation mark.
Yeah, with their change, you know.
C3, and they put only one exclamation mark. Two exclamation marks is a very excellent move. And one exclamation mark is only good move.
In other games, they took a reverse tack, like in my game with the one game I beat this guy, or this, was it the, I gave one move, one exclamation, they gave you two.
They're right to change Bobby's analysis, because it's analysis.
Here's all the right they take. They do what they want.
Okay, anyway, they changed it, as Bobby explained to me, they changed it, looks harmless, right?
Yeah. The change that, see, the real book here, it says, let me just, this is note B, to after White's 20th move. In the real book it says,
White and mates.
They changed it in the Forge Master book, and White delivers me. Okay. Why did they stick in this word and delivers, right? You know, it's not apparent. The reason is because in the next game, in my game with Holmov, see, and this is game number 59, I said, delivers the mate after the, in a note after White resigned. I said, delivers the mate. So they want my language to be redundant. It's hard to believe that people can be that petty and mean, but they are that petty and mean. And the proof is the thousands and thousands of changes they've made. They're trying to say the Jews have got their agents going around saying, oh, it's just some 500 or 600 changes. It's not. It's in the many, many thousands of changes. And malicious changes.
Malicious changes.
Malicious changes. The Jews are filthy rats.
They really tried to amplify, you know, the book, which is considered the best book ever.
That's why they wanted to do it.
You know, like for example, in game 9, Walter Fischer, no? Bobby wrote in the original, after 14 pawn king knight 4, it is, okay, pawn queen rook 3 is still correct. We both suffered from the ID 6A.
ID 6A.
Yeah. Okay.
That's French, you know, it means fixed idea in our head, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a part of the English language, because it's, you know, it's in all the dictionaries. In the English language dictionaries.
Okay, but what did they change here?
Yeah, they changed.
Yeah, I'm just going to the source here.
But sport
14 G 4 game 9.
Yeah, this is
game 9. A3 is still correct, and we both suffered from the
the same. It's the same, Bobby. No, it's not quite the same, Eugene, because in the genuine Simon & Schuster book, I wrote I-D-E-E, that's the first one, E-J, and then the second one is fixe, but the E-J has an accent on the first E, I-D, accent E.
Accent E.
Yeah.
That's what you...
Right. They switched it in this book to, they put the accent on the second E, E-J, on the second E of the E-J. Just to make me look like an ignoramus, and they've done many similar things. Like in the real book, I overheard Bob Minnick saying Nietzsche. Nietzsche.
This is game. Your game with Bob Minnick, whatever. Nietzsche, no? He wrote Nietzsche, which means draw, no?
Yeah.
But they changed it to Nietzsche.
Right.
Nietzsche without the I, the stupefy.
Right. And make me look like an ignoramus. They want people would say, gee, that's Fisher, he's trying to use foreign words all the time, and he always screws up, you know? You know?
He didn't do that on purpose.
When you go through it like I have, you will see it is on purpose. What is your
opinion? No, for sure, it is on purpose. The variations, they change from a good variation, correct variation, they change to a bad, illegal variation.
But they kept all the money for themselves, so you know they're criminals right there.
Yeah.
They violated my contract, kept all the money for themselves. They're just gangsters. Jews are gangsters. They've always been gangsters. Study their history. They've always been gangsters. The only reason people have any sympathy for them is they control the world press now, and they're writing their own publicity.
But also, like in the Philippines, I think it's...
The Jews, according to the Bible, they murdered Christ, and now they're so powerful, they got the Pope to say that, you know, they're even changing this Passion Play.
What is it change?
Well, in the Passion Play, they have, all the Jews are shouting, crucify him, crucify him. And now they got some good Jews in there. No, he's a good man, let him go. He's a good man, let him go. Really, I just heard this on the BBC the other day.
Yeah. Are you writing a new book, Bob?
Well, I had a manuscript quite advanced regarding this Forrest Batchford book, but I haven't completed it because I got distracted with this latest mega robbery of all my stuff in Beacons. They just robbed the whole roof of my stuff. Like this goddamn studio, boxes up to the ceiling, stage everything, it's rotten. The U.S. government is behind it, the Jewish U.S. government.
But some Jew admit, do they also admit, or not one Jew admit?
Not one goddamn Jew will admit this is a robbery. They say it's perfectly legal and so on. The closest is, one Jew did say to me, he did proffer, that this was very cruel what they did. But no Jew would say this is a robbery, that on any people involved that they should be arrested. You know?
Oh, okay. Another topic. You said that we are complaining here, you know, we Filipinos are complaining because of the corruption, of the bad government, or what we call maybe sometimes bad handling in the government, but you said we are quite fortunate. What do you mean?
Yes, you are fortunate. You're not as in bad a shape as you think, believe it or not.
Well, what do you mean?
First of all, you have no nuclear power plants.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most dangerous, deadly form of pollution known to man, is radioactive substances. So you're very fortunate you don't have that.
We almost had that.
You were lucky. Basically, you were very lucky. You know why you don't have it? That plant never opened, really, in my opinion.
Yes. Why?
Because it wasn't cannibal. Because it was going to open, when was it scheduled to open? Like, soon, no, 86, 87, right?
Yes.
But Chernobyl happened in 85. So that alerted the people to the terrible danger. You're just very lucky. But I'm very worried you may still reopen it. They're waiting for the Philippine people to forget about Chernobyl, and then they plan to reopen it.
That's right. No, we should have opened that.
No, you should level it. I would recommend you just level it.
Yeah.
How much is it? It's too dangerous to leave it there, because eventually they're going to... I already saw some articles in your papers talking about how all the advances they made in nuclear power plants, and they can make it safer, and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
you're very lucky you don't have any. Japan is in much worse shape than you. They're
a lot happier.
nuclear accident.
One mistake.
Yeah. They already had one last year. A couple of people died in the plant. They're not rich anymore.
You mean they're also better off than America?
What we have here, Bob, is the toxic waste left by the Mason.
Right, that's what from the U.S., yeah.
And it's still affecting a lot of children now, you know.
Some are dying.
Yeah. Some are dying and some are freaks, you know. They come out of their mom's wombs.
The U.S. is totally responsible for this whole nuclear power and nuclear bombs. If you study the Alamo Project, then it was all totally Jewish. All of the top scientists were Jews. The Jews are just fanatical about this atom bomb because of the political power it gives the U.S.
Why, Bobby, can you enlighten us about this nuclear power? What does it do? How can you be,
have you read about this?
Oh, yeah, I've read about it. I've heard about Chernobyl. I've seen the pictures of the children who've been born, and there's so many accidents they're covering. First of all, there are lots of accidents all the time that they cover up. There's no question about this.
Can you smell?
No, that's what's so bad about it.
You can't smell
it, you can't taste it, you can't feel it, but once you get the dose, you're doomed. You get a dose radiation, you're doomed. Japan has dozens of nuclear power plants. Taiwan has dozens. The U.S. has dozens. Russia, France has over 60.
How about those countries who have this nuclear energy? Can they, is it expensive to remove it or?
It costs billions to build a nuclear power plant, but it costs even more billions to decommission it. And even then, it's still very dangerous because they have all this stored radioactive material. So it's just totally the same nuclear power.
You don't burn fossil fuel, but you somehow contaminate the world.
Yeah.
You don't burn fuel.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when people die from nuclear radiation, even their body cannot be buried. They have to be all permanent grown themselves because they are now radioactive forever themselves. Oh. Even the body cannot be buried. You become a danger to the world once you die from, if you get a massive dose of this.
So we made a very right decision.
If it was an expensive decision, because
we're still paying for the internet.
Building. Anyway, we have a question here. It's a little trivial. It says, how did you find the late President Marcos, your former business.
He was nice to me, I have to say. Can you be more specific?
Was he always asking you about chess?
No, but I played him a game of chess.
Mm-hmm. In the opening ceremony?
No. That was just on his boat, on his yacht. Of course, I was helping. I was sort of semi-suggesting most of his moves, but he threw moves I did not suggest, and they were good moves. I was amazed. He was very, very, very smart. There's no question about that. You know, he was very brilliant, but the problem was he was too close to the U.S. This is the main problem. To me, it's not really a question whether you have a dictatorship or a democracy. And the question is are the leaders close to the U.S.? See, like in Burma, there you have a military junta, right? But they're anti-American. That's what counts, in my book, anyway. Not whether you're a so-called democracy or not. Are you anti-American? America Reagan used to talk about Russia, the evil empire. America is the evil empire. It's totally evil, totally corrupt.
How's your sister Joan and mom Regina?
They're gone. They're not around anymore.
They died. When Bobby was, he could not see them when they died because he could not go to the U.S.
Yeah. You know, Bob, going back to the United States, I believe that a lot of people think in this world that the U.S. is the balance of good and evil. Like, they do the extremes. They do the worst things, and they do the best things.
Yeah.